Time to talk some football with the great Phil Mosk. Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, boys.
Now, I know that we're going to get jump into the Ollie Roos and whatnot, but we just touched on these Premier League. It is only half time, but Man U down at home to Burnley FC, who were massive outsiders. And Loz raised the point of the coach. I mean, at what point is there a... What's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, or is he just safe as sound?
Well, I think it could be Champions League qualification.
Right.
So once they're out of that race, if they are out of that race, I think that might be the straw that breaks the camel's back, because everyone knows the league's gone, but Champions League is a big, big carrot.
But if they lose today and, you know, obviously Chelsea win, they're 6 points behind Chelsea in that fourth position, and Tottenham can overtake them as well. So they could be sixth or seventh position.
And
top four is unlikely then.
That's so right, 100%.
Top four is Champions League. And then fifth, do they have a playoff?
Fifth and sixth is in
Europa League. Yeah. So that's it, and you're out. So, yeah, okay, wow.
But the thing is, and I've said this many times, I'm not a Manchester United supporter, right?
Yeah.
But I'm actually sick of reading headlines about whether the coach is going to survive or not at a club like that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. At a club like that, it should be, are they going to win the title or not? Mm. Are they going to finish first or are they going to finish second? Because, you know, they're the biggest brand in world football. And every week is Solskjaer the right man for the job? Is he going to survive another loss?
This is what I find hard to believe, though. They're the biggest brand in football, yet they can't attract the biggest big-name coach.
That's right, exactly. And you look at what Manchester City did with Guardiola, what Liverpool did with Klopp. I just find it astounding. I just think they're still lost in that post-Alex Ferguson hangover. Mm. I don't know how long it's going to go for.
Don't you just target the best?
Huh?
Don't you just target the best of them and go, well, we want you.
And go for them.
Yep.
Exactly.
Are they tight as owners? Is this the problem? They don't want to spend big money or no?
Solskjaer's got the most expensive Premier League squad ever assembled.
Wow.
Solskjaer has. Not Manchester City, not Liverpool, Manchester United.
Wow. Really?
The most expensive Premier League squad ever assembled.
Wow, that's incredible. Let's turn it back to the Aussies. It was disappointing with South Korea. Obviously, we want that Olympic qualification, but we still get one more bite at the cherry, don't we?
Yes, we do, against Uzbekistan at 11:30 Saturday night. We'll all be glued to the TV. Graham Arnold was faced with a massive conundrum leading into this South Korea game, and that is, do you throw all the eggs in the basket against South Korea, play your best team, and potentially get overrun by a quality side, which we were anyway, and then they've got 48 hours to back up to get us through to the Olympics on Saturday night?
Yep.
Or do you rest some really key players for that one and throw all your eggs into the basket, which for the probably realistically more winnable game, which is Saturday night? And he did the former, and I think and I think that was the wise thing to do, because if you know, the placebo effect as well as losing to South Korea, if you've got your best team in there, how do you pick them up physically? How do you pick them up mentally?
Is that the right way to go about it, though?
Look,
like, as in, just go for it. Just have a crack and
mate, you've got to be smart over there. Like, until you play in those conditions and understand they've been holed up in a subpar hotel for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Kids away from their families, away from their environment. That's a long time to keep them up. And so there's a whole heap of different logistics that go into the mix when you go to Asia, you go to a tournament like this. Ultimately, the biggest prize is Olympic qualification out of this. It's not the trophy.
Right.
Even though Arnie has spoken about winning the trophy and Olympic qualification will look after itself, the big carrot, let's not kid ourselves, is going to the Olympic Games. So if he's played his cards the right way, which I believe he has, Saturday night we win and we go through.
Should we be beating, forget about the Olympic qualification, should we just be beating them in general?
Uzbekistan?
Yes.
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got no doubt. Not easily.
No.
But yes, we should be stronger than Uzbekistan.
And what's their style? Are they like these mobs that just fall over, like we saw with the Syria, where they were just falling over, rolling around and everything? Or are they a tough competitor? Because we do play, a tough brand of football, don't we?
Yeah. Uzbeks are generally physical.
Okay.
They're generally physical. Will they manage the game and go down if they're 1-0 up with 10 to go? Yeah, they probably will.
Yep.
It's the Asian way to manage football games like that. But, yeah, they play quite a direct style. Last time I looked at the Uzbeks, and we've seen a few of the Uzbek sides in the Asian Champions League, not the national team, but the Uzbek club sides. They'll be quite direct and quite physical.
Western Sydney Wanderers, we all know what happened there to Marcus Babbel at the start of the week. What's the latest in terms of replacements? What are you hearing? And I believe that he's had a bit of a shot at the A-League competition.
Well, you blokes were saying he was all dignified.
No. He departed the club and he had nothing but great things to say about the club and the management, right. But he's had a bit of a shot at the competition.
Yes.
There wasn't a few green.
And no, I think he's right when he was comparing it to some of the other comps.
That's right, exactly. So something came out in a German newspaper that he said that the standard of the A-League is poor. And he said, I can say that now without getting in trouble. So obviously the money had landed in the account.
Yeah, but, 100%.
But he never had a shot at the Western Sydney Wanderers. Even in that article, he said, great club, great people. Yep. I left the footprint and the CEO struggled to tell me that my time there was over. Yep. So I had to settle him down. But referring to John Tsatsimas. So, yeah, look, if he's comparing it to the top leagues in Europe, of course we're substandard.
That's exactly right.
There's no doubt about that. So, look, I don't take those sort of comments personally. It's his opinion. And
But you know what it's like. We build it up in the media as if, oh, he's had a real crack. But he would have said it. They would have asked him about how does the competition rate compared to some of the other ones, and he would have said it's not up to standard.
And for us in our fishbowl here, Loz, our domestic professional competition is the standard is improving in different ways and means all the time, but still can't compare it to the old NSL and this one. What's better?
Well, it's a lot better than the old NSL, is it?
Well, I don't know. Again, it's that a debate about.
Oh, really?
Comparing eras. Yeah, there was some great stuff played back then, and you could get away with a lot more physically. Yeah. So the physical challenge was a lot greater. But we had some great players come through the old NSL, the Golden Generation, to name but a few. But, you know, the A-League is dressed up much better.
Yeah.
You know,
has the skill improved in the A-League?
Look, I think the technique of kids coming through is better than it used to be in the old days, because I still believe Xbox has got a big part to play. Kids try these tricks on TV. They go in the backyard and try them themselves. And I think that's improved the technique of kids coming through.
With Babbel and where he came from, would Western Sydney have paid overs to get his services? Like financially, have they now copped a couple of hits because they're going this foreign way and not going locally?
Well, it's two payouts in 2 years.
Yeah.
Gombau and now Babbel. So
it wouldn't be cheap.
That would hurt the balance book. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, look, theoretically you would have to pay more to get a foreigner because they're relocating their family. They're coming with a so-called bigger reputation than local coaches. But look, I really hope the next appointment by the Western Sydney Wanderers is a great one, because
Phil Moss?
We need that club to be strong.
Would Phil Moss put his name back in the ring? There's a coaching burning desire there, surely.
I saw you tempting me on social media the other day, David Stanley. Mate, this is genuine when I say this. I'm in a fantastic job at NAB and I'm loving every minute of it. I get to lead people every day. You never say never in life because you don't know what twists and turns around the corner. But I'm really happy doing what I'm doing at the moment. And I'm really passionate about the Coaches Association, the role I can play in that. You can't do that job. You can't be president of the Coaches Association while you're in a coaching job for a club.
I feel sorry for some of the coaches. They cop all the blame. And yet it's the players that are the ones, regardless of who your coach is, at some point you've got to say, well, I can do a lot better than what I'm doing at the moment.
That's right.
And it's always easy for them to complain and not play as hard and not train as hard. How much responsibility should those players have in the downfall of that club?
Look, I've always said a coach can't go out and play the game on a Saturday or a Friday night or a Sunday. So the players have to take that responsibility. But it does come down to the coach to set the right environment, the right culture for those players to reach their peak potential. And we all know what the mood of a dressing room can be like. You know, it can be fantastic, but it can be an awful place as well.
It can be temperamental at times too.
That's right. But the other debate that's coming out of this...
You start to be tough on players and all of a sudden they can gang up on you, and you know that the club at the at the very end will support the player over the
That's right.
Over
you
the
can
coach.
Have a couple of players, a few players in the dressing room where their career is slipping.
And depending on the profile of those players too.
That's right. So all of those things go to the melting pot. But the other debate that's raised its head over the three sackings we've had in the A-League in the last 12, 13 days is who takes responsibility for the appointment? And are they qualified to appoint coaches and go through that due process of selecting the best candidate for the job? If it's someone who's never coached, never played the game, are they qualified to do it?
Let's just quickly make some money before we let you go. Liverpool, you think, will win against West Ham?
No, Wolves. Tomorrow
Wolves,
morning.
Sorry.
Yep,
tomorrow
they're
morning.
Away at Molineux. So Liverpool to get up. I've got a bit of a multi EPL into A-League. So Liverpool into Sydney FC to win the Big Blue on Friday night, tomorrow night. That should be a cracker. That's down in Melbourne. And then the other one, my old mob, the Mariners. I reckon they'll get over Brisbane. They've had two rough weeks after a rough week after beating Melbourne Victory, and I think they'll bounce back at home against Brisbane.
$10.19 is that multi if you want to take it. So it's Central Coast to defeat Brisbane, Liverpool in the morning to defeat Wolverhampton, and also Sydney to win the Big Blue, which is the second game tomorrow night. That's Mossy, it. Thank you very
I've
much,
got another
mate.
Tip. Yep. One tip before I go.
Yeah.
Today, drink lots of water.
Oh yes.
It's bloody
Stay
hot
out of the sun.
Oh my goodness.